Namaste. In yoga, we talk about bringing our energy in and up, away from the senses, away from the periphery of our being into our center. That center for each of us is in our spine. Today's practice is focused on increasing our awareness of the spine as a doorway to the highest part of our nature. Becoming more centered here will help us move away from reacting to life and lead us to a greater ability to respond to whatever comes to us with grace, poise, and solution consciousness. We'll start with some spinal recharging exercises. Move your chair away from the desk to give yourself some space to move. In this first exercise, arms are at your sides with elbows bent as hips twist in one direction, shoulders and upper body twist the other way. It helps if your chair swivels, but if it doesn't, you can still get the idea here. The movements are short and quick, first in one direction, then the other. Listen to your body to tell you how far you can twist comfortably. Small movements are fine. The idea is to feel your spine at your center and the rest of your body moving around that center. Twist to each side one more time. Next, let's do some spinal rotation. Place your hands at your waist. Keep the hips still as you move the trunk and upper body in large circles. Circle three times in one direction, and then three times in the reverse direction. Great. Now keep your hands at your waist as we stretch the trunk from side to side. Use smooth, easy movements, relaxing through the ribs, releasing tension and creating more flexibility around the spine. One more time each side. Now for spinal adjustment, we need to have the buttocks forward in the chair. Make the hands into fists and place the thumbs on either side of the vertebrae at the base of the spine. Lean forward slightly and then press in with the thumbs as you arch back on an exhalation. Now move thumbs up an inch or two and repeat. Keep working your way up the back as far as you can reach, bringing all the vertebrae into alignment to create an unobstructed channel for energy to flow upward in the spine. Now bring arms out in front of you, making fists with your hands for upper spinal twisting. Pull arms to the left, allowing right elbow to bend as your body twists to the left. Let head and eyes follow the hands around to the back. Then release tension momentarily before pulling the arms to the right. Left elbow bends as upper body twists to the right. Keep pulling against tension with arms moving side to side and focusing your awareness on the upper spine. One more time each side. Great. Now come back to the front edge of your chair with the feet flat on the floor as we do a few cat-cow stretches. Place hands down on the thighs and lean forward slightly. As you exhale, tuck the pelvis under, just like you're bringing a tail between your legs. Let the back round, one vertebrae at a time, coming into the arched cat position. Finally, bring the chin toward the chest. Then inhale as you tilt the pelvis forward and sway the back, bringing belly forward, lifting and opening chest, and finally lifting the chin. This is a sway back cow position. Exhale, tuck pelvis under, rounding back, working up the spine very consciously. Now bring chin to chest. Inhale, rocking pelvis forward, letting the sway back position move up the spine, and finally lifting the chin. Go on at your own speed, moving with the breath, visualizing as you do this a stream of life force moving up the spine with the inhalation and descending in the spine on the exhalation. Now sit upright, palms turned upward at junction between thighs and abdomen. Close your eyes for a few breaths, continuing this movement in the spine with the breath. Feeling all your awareness in the spine. The only movement is the in and out flow of breath, and even that is happening at your center. The next pose is called Sasamgasana, the hair pose. Sit back in your chair as far as possible, but keep feet flat on the floor. Now inhale, straightening up. Exhale, fold forward from the hip joints as far as comfortable, letting hands come down toward the floor. Then bring hands to grasp legs of the chair or back of the seat of the chair. On an inhalation, draw chin toward the chest, but lift the chest up and forward slightly as you gently resist that stretch with the arms. Feel the magnetism created by this spinal stretch. Visualize all your energy, all your awareness being drawn to that core of your being in the spine. This is where you can truly be in charge of your life force. Silently repeat the affirmation. I am master of my body. I am master of myself. Breathe with this affirmation. Feel the truth of those words. Now, with a deep exhalation, release and relax for a moment before slowly and gracefully raising yourself to the upright position. Now, for a counter stretch, we'll do an easy variation of Dhanurasana, the bow pose. Scoot yourself forward in the chair. Turn the toes under so the top of the feet or shoes are contacting the floor. If this is not comfortable, you can keep the soles of the feet on the floor. Interlace fingers behind you or grasp back rest of your chair. As you inhale, look up, bring belly forward, open up through the ribs, lift the chest. Be sure to keep some space between the shoulder blades as you breathe and focus in the spine. Mentally affirming, I recall my scattered forces to recharge my spine. Look for new ways to gather yourself into your inner center. Let your revitalized willingness, enthusiasm, and a glad heart bring a smile to your face. Take two more breaths here, then inhale. Stretch a little bit further, exhale, and release. Sit for a moment with eyes closed, concentrating on the freedom and joy that comes when we know how to center our energy and channel it in a superconscious direction. Now let's do a seated variation of the supine twist called Jatara Parivartanasana. First, clear some space on the desk in front of you. Then move your chair back at least an arm's length away from the desk. Now inhale as you circle your arms overhead, lengthening out the spine. Exhale, interlacing fingers behind your head as you fold forward from the hips to bring the head a few inches above the desktop. Now inhale, lengthening spine again, and exhale, gently and consciously rotating the spine to the left. First the low back, then middle back, finally upper back and neck to rotate to the left as the right elbow comes to rest on the desk in front of you. Lift the left elbow toward the ceiling to feel openness through your chest. Breathe and release any tense muscles as you let the gentle rotation take you deep within, where you can experience the essence of who you are. Feel your inner wisdom guiding you upward toward your highest nature. Mentally affirm, I open to the flow of divine life within me. Inhale, rotating a little bit further, then exhale, undoing the twist in the opposite way you came into it, from head to neck, to upper back, middle back, and finally low back, enjoying each movement. Now cross your arms on the desk, resting forehead to arms for a brief pause, so you can experience that upward flowing energy even at rest. Then lift the head a few inches again and interlace fingers behind the head. Stretch from the tailbone to the crown of the head and move into a twist to the right, bringing left elbow to rest on the desk and lifting right elbow toward the ceiling. Feel your awareness rising with the rotation of each part of your spine. Keep the breath moving with the flow of life force in the spine, especially activating your heart center. Come back to the affirmation, I open to the flow of divine life within me. Inhale as you stretch further, and exhale, come out of the twist slowly, bringing forehead back to crossed arms on the desk. Feel that upward flow has taken you to a greater awareness of your spiritual center in the forehead. Now bring palms together over the heart as you inhale yourself to the upright sitting position and silently state your intention to bring the awareness of this divine flow with you into everything you do today. May your life shine with the light of clear intuition and wisdom from your calm center within. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace.